Does it need more salt? No, I'm not talking about your lunch. I'm talking about your comments and conversations. Have you been more salty or snarky lately? If you're like me, you have your days. And if you scroll for too long through social media, you're going to see examples of both. For anyone that has no idea what I'm talking about, I'll explain. I'm referring to how we respond, how we answer someone, and overall, how we communicate each and every day. One way to respond is to be snarky. The word snarky used to mean cranky or bad-tempered. Over the years, the word has evolved to now also mean sarcastic and rude. Now that we're clear on what the word means, have you been snarky? Have you been tempted to be snarky? The struggle is real. Temptation is not only at our door, it's in our hands for hours a day. We see posts, we watch videos, and we read opinions and headlines that fire us up. We get angry, we get offended, we feel obligated to respond, justified even in our anger. But guess what? We aren't meant to hold on to that anger and for sure not respond in anger. But we do. We get snarky. Instead of getting snarky, we need to get salty. Now, what does that mean? Colossians 4, 5, and 6. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Are we making the most of every opportunity, or are we missing the opportunity altogether because we're so quick to be angry and offended? Paul is telling the church of Colossae to be wise. Make the most of every opportunity that comes your way to share the gospel today, because it may not come back around again. We get lured into the fray of it all, and we're missing opportunities to reflect Jesus in how we respond. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible tells us to put our armor on every single day. Friends, we need all the armor. We are in a battle, and what we need to remember is that it is not with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and it is not with anyone you disagree with. We are in a spiritual battle, and it will not be won with arguments or snarky comments. It will only be won with truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. That's how we fight our battles. Didn't your mama ever tell you, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all? I would add to it a bit. If you can't say something nice, pray about it. Maybe don't say anything at all, or maybe say something salty. People of God, our words, our responses, and our conversations should be full of grace and seasoned with salt. Build up more than you tear down. Bring people together more than you divide. Pray more than you politicize. Love so well that people can't help but see Jesus and taste the goodness of God. One of the enemy's greatest weapons is distraction. Don't get distracted by the words and opinions of the day. Focus on the hearts behind those words and opinions and love them. Pray for them. Bless them, even. That's Jesus. It's the kingdom work we're called to. That's the truth. When our responses are full of grace and seasoned with salt, hearts will be left wanting more. I'm Lori Klein.